It would seem that our heroes have landed themselves in quite the predicament. The Gravediggers were not a group that took lightly to others encroaching on their territory, and Nostrae did not endear the group to them. But a business proposal is a business proposal, so our heroes were being taken deep down into the bowels of the earth, where the Gravediggers held dominion.
Where we last left off, the crew had bags put over their heads and are led down into the catacombs. The way is dark. You guys have bags over your heads, so you can't see anything anyway. But there isn't a lot of light that is coming. It's not like a very bright place with a bag over your head. It's just pitch black for you. After lots of twists and turns, you are finally deposited and have the bags taken off your head, and you see you're in a medium-sized room with a man behind a shabby desk there. He is small and rat-like. He has very long features. He looks generally of a untrustworthy sort.
Can we tell that by looking... Zach, I want you to tell me, how can we tell by looking at him that he's not trustworthy? Pick your answer very carefully.
He has a very bad mustache.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I like how Cody was like, oh, like, pick your answer carefully. I've got you. I'm like, no, it's, he has a bad mustache. That's how you can tell someone's untrustworthy.
Obviously.
Like, it's fully grown in, but it's a bad choice.
The mustache to
I also love the idea that he has a little kid desk.
He also is wearing, like, a nicer suit. It is noticeably without any grime or dirt on it. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Well, I am doing fine. My name is Magnus Wilson. I am the leader of the Gravediggers. My captains have told me that you want to talk to me. You have an offer for something?
We make delicious food. We will give you delicious food for a way in and out of the city. And also for the wagon, then the horse that we were captured with. Those are also yours, provided we have way in and out of city.
I mean, I think the horse and the wagon are already mine. You seem to agree to return them. Albeit it is early. We can give them to you for the agreed upon time, but they are mine whether you want them to be or not.
Okay.
Zach, is he Inish?
Yes. It was like, he's from England. I'm like, no, that doesn't exist in this.
Okay.
You should have just said he looks like an Englishman. That's how we know he's untrustworthy.
So he's not Inish, then. He's whatever.
He's Avalon. He's from Avalon.
He's Avalonian. Okay.
You don't know which place.
That is relevant to me.
Do you have to, like, challenge any Englishman to a duel?
No, it's against my code to raise a sword against a countryman.
Oh.
So.
I think he's kind of the opposite.
Yes.
Be like if you were English and found out he was French, like, already sharpening.
Right. Yeah, just in case.
Now is he like Cockney South London, or is he like posh? What is he?
Is he working class in industrial London, Zach?
He's sniveling. Can't you tell from
what street does he live on? Like, what street did he live on before he moved to 105 Catacomb Way?
Okay, I feel like these bits are getting out of control, and I feel like it's a little bit my fault.
So, Cody, Nostrae proposed a thing, right?
Yes.
And he corrected me about the wagon ownership, which Nostrae is just not going to comment on.
Well, yeah, yes, of course we will. It is your wagon, for sure. We plan to honor the agreement that we will use it for the next 48 hours and then bring it back to you. We had an additional offer we wanted to propose.
So, the way I see it is a way in and out of the city during a siege is something very valuable. I already get the first pick of the food from all of our territories. Some pastries don't seem to be on the same level.
So, just, I guess, buy?
Well,
we have nothing of any value. I mean, like, literally, I am broke. I can make fire puppets. Would you like a fire puppet?
They're pretty good.
I conjure a little fire puppet.
They're good fire puppets. I am great at entertaining children and baking treats for them.
Word on the street is you are also good at taking care of problems.
There is word on the street about this?
I mean, someone did assault guards, and it's not too much of a leap to guess the person that assaults guards also...
Excuse me. I do not just assault guards. I also pepper guards. Also with the comedy.
That's a little cooking humor from us. We have a shop.
I have never met this man before in my life.
And where is this shop? I'm just kidding. I already know.
Right.
But I do, if I do have a way in another city. It seems like you want it to be your own way. You will have full access to it. We will not interfere with you. It is exactly what you want. So,
what's the catch?
You need to do a job for me.
Oh, all right.
Oh, shocker. It's not like we don't already have a million of those to do. All right, what is it?
So, we are a powerful guild. Everyone knows this. We control the catacombs. It's what we do. But we cannot do everything. One of our safe houses was recently raided. Everyone inside killed, our supplies taken. This is not something that we want. For this, we want to figure out who did it. We know it is one of two factions in the city. You would need to figure out which one, and then eliminate the head of that guild.
The head of a whole faction?
Well, that's where it gets a little sticky. I will clarify. For one faction, it is small enough that we believe you could take out the entire guild. For the other faction, they're too big...
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, at this point, this does not seem worth it at all.
That's up to you.
Oh, you said take out a few... The words is that we can take out a few guards here and there. Guilds is a whole different story.
He can make fire out of his hands.
Let's maybe back up 1 second further, because one, yes, I agree. Two, which faction? Because if it's like the city players, you know, no. We could probably kill all of the theater people in the city, but we're not gonna do that.
I'm just saying take out the head.
We're not gonna kill the head of the theater either. Who are we talking about?
I would need you to either take out the head of the Duke's Rebellion, who is named Adriana. Nostra has met her. Or,
right,
if you find out that it was the guard, the Senior Santiago's men, he is a little too big to kill. You could kill his second in command to send a message for us.
Do you want us to, like, toss some bones around so they know it's, like, from you?
No. I mean, they'll figure it out.
I think they'll figure out it was us. What do you mean they'll figure out it was you? The whole point of hiring us, when they find out it is us, and then we die.
Who was the second in command?
A man by the name of Miguel Rosero.
Oh, right.
Is that...
That's Lena's brother, yes.
Okay.
So, one of these two people found your safe house?
Well, not necessarily one of these two people, but one of these two factions.
Hang on. So what you're telling me is somebody in the whole city stole some snacks from you, and now we have to kill these two random people because you think maybe it was one of them, but not probably them, just someone else.
Well, he did say that they also killed all of their people in the safe house, and he says that they've narrowed it down to these two things, which means they've probably done their own investigation.
Exactly. We just can't get farther in.
What evidence did you... Well, how... Okay, like, look, I'm not necessarily opposed to murder, right? Like, it happens. It's bad times, you know. No one here is friendly, per se. Half of us are carrying swords. I get it, right? But like, how do we... You understand, right, that what this will ultimately be is we murder someone. Eventually someone says, why did you murder them? And I say, because man that lives under the city says he thinks they did something bad to them. He thinks. And then we murdered people.
I understand. But you also asked for something ridiculous from me. You asked for an easy way in and out of the city, which is a valuable resource in the time of a siege. You wanted it for forever. No terms and conditions. You didn't.
We did not say it. No. We did not say that there didn't have to be terms and conditions on these. You are putting words in our mouth by saying that we would just get a free passport in and out of the city. If there are logistics that we need to discuss, that is fine. But that is not what we originally spoke about.
If you wanted to talk logistics, you would have gone to the guards. And we all know it.
No, absolutely. Actually, no. Because that does not make any sense either. If we wanted to have to deal with things constantly, the point is, doing it through the guards is not sneaky.
I mean, we are criminals, right?
Yeah, hello, obviously, we're talking to you for a reason.
You stole a wagon, you're a criminal. Like, we're all criminals. You stole a wagon that I was stealing.
We did want it for forever, though. I mean, that, right? Right? Everyone, right?
No, actually, strictly speaking, we do want the way in and out of the city for forever, because that's a payment. This is like the paying for the paying for the paying for, you know? Because we got that thing.
Right, it kind of has to be good because somebody else is depending on it. It's not just us.
Like, he gives you, like, a knowing look, like, you know, like, you guys are like, oh, you putting words in my mouth, and it's like, I can read people.
Okay, so let's maybe take a step back here, all right? Okay. We are under siege. It is a hard time for everybody. And I know you feel big and powerful and whatever, but obviously, you're having some troubles. Your safe house is getting hit for reasons that we do not yet know. Okay, so that's bad. So it would behoove you to make friends, not enemies, right? You know that we can cause trouble. We're go-getters. We're eager to help make the city a better place, whatever. You know what I mean. So maybe we say this. We'll help you find out why your safe house was hit. And now to stop it from happening again, and if we determine the best way to do that is murdering some random person, then we'll do that. But first we'll, like, make sure we know why it was a hit. Maybe we can come to an agreement, you know, like, hey, it was Señor Santiago, but now he gets, like, hey, no more of the safe houses, or, you know, we gotta work something else out, right?
I understand we have an advantage over the gravediggers. Hopefully it's not a faux pas to say, but I imagine people are maybe more likely to sit down to have a drink with us than your average catacombs resident. So
everyone hates us. We know it.
Right. I didn't want to say it, but...
Oh, you don't need to mince words.
Yeah, so I think this is something we can do. We can talk to people that maybe wouldn't sit down and talk to you, find out who leaked this information about the safe house, got your people killed, and then we can come back and tell you. You can decide how you want to deal with that, how the gravediggers handle that sort of thing. But we will find out definitively who told.
And what are you looking for in exchange for this?
We already told you we need a way in and out of the city.
For how long?
A permanent way?
Well, are you going to, like, cave it in on us?
Look, we are not looking for, you know, a way to get in and out of the city daily. We have a job that we need to do currently, which is why we needed the wagon and the horse, for roughly 24 hours. 48 hours. After that, who knows? We might need to use it again. Maybe we can do another job for you then when we need to use it. But this is not like something that we need to use daily.
You get me the name of who did this? I'll give you passage in and out once.
So we have to... We kind of need it, like, now, because we're on the clock already with the wagon for 48 hours. We don't need it in a week. We need it, like, now.
Somebody make a roll. And I'm going to spend a point to make it. You need a 15.
I would say that... I think that Cormac probably did the best job of coming up with the, like, succinct version of what we need.
The pitch.
Not only because I think you do actually you are more charismatic than most of us.
I think so, yeah.
But is there like a helping role that someone could do?
You guys can spend hero points, and that's how helping works in this game.
Gotcha.
So if you spend a hero point, she'll get 3 bonus dice.
3 more d10s?
If per person that spends a point.
All right, you know what? Okay, what is she rolling for right now?
I'd be rolling probably a wits and convince.
Well, sorry, no. I mean, like, what is the outcome of this roll right now? Like, what, whether or not they'll do this, or whether or not it's go kill people versus...
Whether or not they'll do this and let you guys go through first free. Or, like, they'll pay their end first. So one success can be they agree to not do the murder immediately. You can get away with just giving a name. A separate success is they'll pay first and you pay second.
Gotcha.
And more successes from that, we will figure out what they do.
Okay, I will give Caitlin my hero dice so that she'll have 3 extra to roll with.
All right.
Or my hero point, whatever.
Okay, so I'm rolling 6 currently. We'll see.
That gets me. Is this your first convince?
Yes.
So add an extra die.
Did you add the extra for that?
I did not. So I've got...
You're looking for 15s, not 10s.
Oh, okay.
Because Zach is a jerk and spent a danger point.
Ah, okay.
Feels like a hard sell.
Yeah.
So I get 4 more d10s?
Yes.
3 from Mandy, 1 from the first?
Yes.
3 raises with 6 left over.
Is it how many dice are left over?
1 die. It has 6 on it.
Okay. I will buy that die off of you if you'd like it.
Cool.
Gives us me a danger point and you a hero point.
Nice.
So you have a hero point again, Cormac.
Yay.
I will say you get the raise. So you get, they'll agree to this plan where you just need to give them the name. They will let you guys go through first. And I will say that they won't bag your heads to go through. Like, you're not at their mercy. Like, they are just leading you through the tunnel instead of, like, blindfolding you so you could make your way back here potentially by sneaking.
Okay.
If that seems fair to you, Cormac.
Sure. Well, take us to the path.
He waves someone over. I expect full payment, but I want that name. Otherwise, there will be consequences.
Noted.
One of the guys from before walks over. All right, let's go. Are you ready to go now, or do we need to...
I think we're ready to head out, yeah.
I assume we get the horse and cart, like...
Yes, yes. They have a way to get the horse and cart underground through a bigger thoroughfare. You guys go through a winding route of passages. It might not be the most direct route, but it is a route to get in and out of the city.
Okay.
After a while, you get to a, like, you know... A door, like a larger door. They push it open and you can see outside the city as you are let out. All right, here's where I leave you.
Thank you.
Do you know when you're going to be back, or?
Well, within 48 hours, hopefully.
All right, good luck. Password is bones. We're not very creative.
Got it.
He closes the door.
Not a specific bone, or, oh, all right.
Pick your favorite.
So we're at the entrance to a pathway?
Or you're at the exit of a pathway. Like, they led you through. You are outside the city.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, they led you through the city.
Through and outside. Okay. I thought they were leading us to the other path. I didn't realize it was part of the... Okay.
No, they wound you through their catacombs. Like, they own all of the catacombs.
Gotcha.
So that's why you guys asking for, like, a path... The way that Magnus interpreted... Asking for a path of through the catacombs pretty consistently is a big deal to them because it's all their territory.
No, totally. I misunderstood what we were getting led towards for like this first time. Okay.
Yeah, no, they led you through and it's a path that was windy and may not be the most direct route.
Yes.
But this is something you guys could remember and try to sneak down.
Okay.
I assume it was one that led us, I believe it was like north we had to go. So they let us out in the direction that we needed to be heading.
Yes.
Okay.
So now we just get to have a little fun with monsters? Is that our relaxation for the day?
I basically think we ride around until monsters attack us. And then we, you know, punch those monsters until there are no more monsters in the world.
Got it.
But before we start, though, we definitely have a problem, though, right? Because the two names he gave us, neither of those is acceptable. We can't sell out one of those two people.
I'm assuming we are screwing over the dungeon people like immediately upon returning.
So we're not going to find out who destroyed their safe house?
Well, I mean, we very well can still do that, but you realize the two people he gave us were, one was the Duke's Rebellion, which we're trying to curry favor with, which is, selling them out is not a good idea, and the other one was Leda's brother.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really care about my brother that much, but also, like, we can always hold it over their heads that we know who it is.
But then we don't get the thing for the Explorers Guild, unless we have another way to find a way.
Well, I mean, it already seems like we don't really have a solution for the Explorers Guild, because we need a consistent way to get in and out of the city, and we can't be doing these jobs for the Grave Diggers every time.
No, I think we'd get a consistent way if we gave them the name.
No, I think from how I understood it, the name was the payment for this one trip. They're going to want more from us if we want the actual consistent way. Am I reading this wrong?
Maybe let me make a suggestion, because I believe that the issue is that no matter what, we are not going to want to work for the Gravediggers. They are not, you know, benefiting the city at all. So we can't work for them.
I mean, they sort of are, but I agree that they're not the best.
Not in terms of the literal service they provide, but they are using that as leverage to, you know, just have nice things and hurt the city.
Right, yes.
So here's my suggestion. We find out who it is that stole from them, whatever. Then we inform them, like, hey, the Gravediggers have a hit out on you.
Right.
So then what we do is we bring all of the people, either the Duke's Rebellion or the City Guard, into the catacombs, and we I don't want to say kill, but probably we kill Magnus. Least
we could, like, strong arm.
Yeah, yeah. Because really, like, I think in terms of, like, who I dislike the most, it's like pretty well tied between the City Guard and the Magnus? The Gravediggers, yes. So, you know, enemy of my enemy is someone I'm willing to watch kill each other, I guess.
So then how would we get our permanent way?
We already have that. We know how to get through the catacombs to here. We just watched them do it. As long as we don't get murdered every time we try to do that, then we have a permanent way in and out of the city.
But I think that is probably what exactly will happen, is if we try to use their...
This is why we have to kill the Gravediggers, yes. But what I'm saying is we're at a kind of an impasse here of, if we do not give the Gravediggers a name, the Gravediggers are going to kill us, right? If we give the Gravediggers a name, people we care about die. So we kind of, you know, we're going to have to take care of the Gravediggers by grave digging them.
I mean, I am all for fighting my way through situations, but I am afraid that we are making too many enemies too quickly.
We're making one and we're taking care of it. Like, we only have one enemy right now. It's the Gravediggers. They're the only ones actively threatening our lives. Well, besides, you know, like, the main issue of Catalina, but...
Well, yeah, but Fekalina is so far up there right now, right, that we aren't even,
like,
close to
dealing
with her.
In the immediate present danger, it's the Gravediggers. That's who we're going to have to deal with one way or the other. So we can either be the Gravediggers' friends and kill someone we don't want to kill, or we're going to fight the Gravediggers. Like, that's the... The minute they said two names we could not give them, we got to fight the Gravediggers.
So, once we get the Duke's Rebellion or the City Guard to fight the Gravediggers, and then we would have control of the grave or the Gravediggers passageway. We give that to the Explorers Guild.
Yep.
Got it. That's assuming that the City Guard, weren't they rebuffed by the Gravediggers, like, when they tried to fight them?
Probably, but they did not have a half-mad pyromancer with them.
Fair.
Or Seamus O'Rourke. Perhaps you have heard of him.
My name's Cormac.
Shoot!
Come on, we've only been together for so many years.
I've only introduced myself 5 million times.
Well, you know.
Apparently you have not heard of him very well, then.
Yeah, clearly I need to be doing it more.
This is why you need to make a name for yourself. Fighting in the dark against the Gravediggers.
I just like the idea that now every time Cormac has a scene with those stories, he'd be like, "Hi, I'm Cormac O'Rourke. You may have heard of me.
You may have heard of me."
Apparently, no. Oh man, I really hope it was the Duke's Rebellion, though, that screwed over the Gravediggers. Otherwise, we're going to have to be friends with the City Watch, which I don't want to be.
You know, it actually might not be, like, that might actually be a lot to our advantage in terms of...
Yeah, it's a bargaining chip, right?
Well, and in terms of putting Gatita back on the throne, those are the closest to the throne.
Right.
This is true.
We can curry some loyalty amongst the city guard. I'd say that's a good thing to get.
As much as it was a small shock to hear both names, I feel like we will be able to make this work to our advantage.
As long as we don't get killed by monsters. Yeah.
Oh yeah, first things first, I guess. Guess we just start heading north?
So we set off. Do we have to roll to be monster bait, or...?
I want to roll to look extra delicious.
Zach, can I make a thick and juicy roll?
Only if you're in person, so only Caitlin can make that one.
I want you to know that our wagon is wearing sweatpants that say juicy on the butt.
I hope this gets cut in post. All right, so you guys... make your way out of the immediate area surrounding the city and into a forest. Are you guys following the road going north or no?
I would say yeah.
I just want to make
sure. We're going to the heart of wherever they always say that wagons get attacked.
Then the road it is. So it is a dirt road. It is well worn. Your wagon sinks into the tracks that all the other wagons have beaten into this road. Sinks is and just like slots in, not like actually stuck. Okay, who wants to roll some notice checks? Or a notice check?
Sigurdur, do you have good notice?
Decent.
Go for it.
What am I rolling this with?
You get to choose.
I get to choose the trait?
Yep.
Brawn!
Tell me how you're
using... Yeah, you have to justify it.
Yeah, you gotta justify that still.
You're punching trees while looking around.
I'm punching trees to see what's inside them. Now, I could do... I'm trying to think what one would make sense.
Say probably wits or resolve.
I'd say wits or resolve.
Resolve? Do resolve. Being diligent, checking every... Like, as I'm looking around, don't leave any detail unnoticed.
Doors and corners.
Yep.
All right. You have not done notice yet, so...
I've not done notice yet. So, add... Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. I rolled 2 10s and 2 9s, and it ended up being 4 raises.
Wow.
Well done. All right. The first weird thing that you notice is that there is a distinctive lack of animal activity. It is night in the woods. There are lots of nocturnal animals. None of them are around. As you travel deeper and deeper into this forest, where the trees are bigger and bigger as they have not been cut down for lumber yards, you start to notice deep scratch or like claw marks in the bark of many of the trees. Many of them look very fresh, though there are older ones the harder you look.
I'll kind of whisper to the group, I think we're getting close. I'm starting to notice lots of marks that appear to be from monsters.
The weight is killing me.
That's the part where I wanted to talk. I have a giant werewolf next to me, like, me too. But, you know, I'm an adult.
Gotta wait for that full moon werewolf.
Oh, shit. Turns back into a man. You also are able to pick up some tracks. They seem to be very muddled. There isn't a lot to gain out of direction, but you notice various spots where you're like, oh, this is where a wagon was taken, and then you, sure enough, you look a little bit further in the woods off the path there, and you're able to find destroyed wagon remains.
What kind of animal tracks are they? Are they like clearly like a mammal, you know, like padded paws, or are they like
padded paws?
No bog frogs or whatever.
No bog frogs.
What do we call them? Bog mongers?
The bog mongers, and there's also the bog lurchers.
Well, that's what I was trying to remember.
The bog lurchers are
like the people.
Are the people. The bog mongers are the mythical creature that were fought off.
Yeah. Who's driving the wagon? Nostroy?
I have literally a zero in writing.
Okay, so would it be Sigurd or driving the wagon?
Probably.
That seems relevant, since the rest of us would be in the wagon, right?
I guess it makes sense that I'd be the one noticing the thing since I'm in front.
You're outside of the wagon, yeah.
We're waiting to be ambushed, like good bait.
Right.
I'm trying to think if there's... do you have any other questions, Vinny? You have like one raise left.
I can't think of anything. That was a lot of good information.
All right.
Would that last raise give an advantage toward like... not like a surprise round, but like we wouldn't get a surprise round on us.
Like it prevents us from being completely ambushed, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I like that.
I'll say that, yeah, you guys don't have a surprise round on you guys because Sigrathur is doing such a diligent job watching out. So as you go deeper into this forest, in the middle of the road stands a older looking gentleman. With a staff, he has a very tattered brown cloak. It looks very ripped up and mud-beaten. Hello there!
Oh, hello. I wasn't expecting to see another person on the road right now.
Well, you know, here I am. I wasn't expecting to see you either, but you smell like you have delectable food in there.
Indeed. We are making a delivery up this direction.
In the middle of the night,
he points to the sky and the dark darkness that surrounds you.
Is it the middle of the night? I thought we left early in the morning.
You guys left at night for the Gravediggers.
Well, yeah, but like I assumed what happened was, anyway, okay, middle of the night.
I assumed you guys went you guys said immediately, so I assumed it was still night.
And I thought we were in the night because that's when the monsters had been showing up.
But it doesn't matter. Right. It's fine. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's beneficial to travel at night because we don't draw as much attention to other people. It's a lot easier to travel when there's less people to get in our way.
But haven't you heard that there are monsters around?
Yeah, but I don't know if I believe in such things. I haven't seen them myself, so I don't know. Have you seen them?
I have. They are horrifying beasts with large fangs and horrible claws. And they are always looking to devour what they can.
I guess we'll just have to hope we don't run into them then.
That would be terrible.
Guys, I think he might be a bad guy.
Oh, absolutely. I'm playing along with him.
May I join you on your caravan thing? Words escape me. It is late.
So he was coming the opposite direction?
He was just standing in the middle of the road.
Just standing there.
Yes.
Might I ask where you are headed?
Away from this terrible city that is under siege. Where food is aplenty. And bog lurchers are not.
I am curious, why are you just out here in the middle of the road?
You are the first you are the first wagon that I have seen in a long time.
If you have seen monsters, why are you just standing in the middle of the road?
It is not...
No, that seems really stupid, actually.
I did not say I was wise.
Yostre pokes his head out from the wagon and goes, I guess we're just covers blood, I guess.
What, was I not supposed to say anything?
I mean, at this point, I kind of want to. Old man, get out of the road, there are monsters! We're going!
I'm trying. Can I join you?
No! Get out! No! Are you serious? No!
Stay sexy. Don't get murdered. It's okay to be impolite. But also, we're also trying to be bait, so if he is a monster...
Take the hint!
I do want him to come here.
Okay! Young people these days.
Just Troy just looks at him, He has gray hair. He is old.
They look of like a similar age. He moves out of the way and you guys go past.
Okay, so that guy was definitely creepy and maybe
he's a werewolf.
Right, he's gotta be something, but and I don't like inviting him in, but also we are bait. We are literally trying to invite monsters in, right?
Well, I think that we insulted him enough that if he is a monster, he's just come after us and just like, yeah. So we'll be ready.
Yeah, like best case scenario, he was old man, and it's like you can't be on our wagon that is going to get attacked.
Fair, okay. I think we
handled this great.
I think we did the right thing.
And now if he attacks us, he has to get into the wagon instead of just sitting next to us.
Right,
so
yeah.
I'm in favor of that.
Because he's just going to be sitting next to us and be like, ah, I'm a werewolf. Oh. No one saw it coming. That or he's dead, which, you know, at some point you get so stupid that I'm like, how did you live this long?
Nobody stands in the road like that.
Yeah, like, he's that old and he's just now decided, like, caution to the wind, I'm hitchhiking in monster territory.
He seemed lovely. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
He's definitely going to try to kill us, though. He is going to turn into a werewolf and he's going to be like, you could have let me on the wagon! And then be like, I don't know, bite you.
So anyway, we wait for our doom.
So you guys head further down. Minutes pass. Minutes turn into an hour. An hour turns into two.
That's fine.
And you begin to wonder, maybe that old guy was just an old guy?
Yostri sighs, fine, turn around, let's go back and, I don't know, punch him or something.
No, I wasn't done. I'm not trying to guilt you. I'm setting the scene. At this point, Sigurthur, you notice the horse is getting a little bit more restless, though. And out from the woods step three hulking werewolves.
Can werewolves speak English?
You don't know.
And when you say werewolf, you mean they do turn into humans at some point, right?
You don't know.
Does anyone in the wagon know werewolf lore? Do I know werewolf lore?
Oh, I might. Do I know werewolf lore?
Make me a roll.
Oh, you're there, God. It's me, Cormac O'Rourke. You may have heard of me.
Ah, yes, Seamus O'Rourke. I have met you once before.
If they speak a Athean language, I'll understand it.
Oh, do you also have a linguist?
Yeah.
Are these werewolves a sight few, if any, Athenians have ever seen before?
I'll say few living people.
Right. I get a hero point if I see that.
No, that's stupid.
No, it's not. It's a quirk. I'm quirky.
You got your hero point. Stop trying to make me happy about
Thanks. It. That makes up for you not knowing my name, God.
I did. I knew the name. I was making fun of another player who didn't.
Yostroy pops his head out of the wagon and goes, look, I'm unsure as to how sentient you are, but if you attack the wagon, we're going to murder you. I'd rather find out why you're stealing food. I'm hoping that they retreat based on that statement.
Cormac, roll me a scholarship.
Is that even a skill I have?
Probably not.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I got zero. I do have three in wits, so.
Mine's a zero.
I mean, nothing else. Like, what other thing, like, looks at gathering information from...
No, I just hadn't heard of it. Do I still have to do 15?
No, just 10.
Okay. That's one raise.
You get one question about werewolves.
About werewolves?
Actually, I want to give you two lies and a truth.
Do you have two werewolf lives, like... hot on the cuff right now? Like, are you ready with two hot werewolf lies?
Let me think. I give you time to think all the time when you use your random number generator to come up with tiles about moon bases. I think I can have 2 minutes to come up with a werewolf.
You can have werewolf lives prepped and ready. Their feet grow, their teeth grow longer than their hair.
That's the truth. Just, I give you like the most useless truth. Werewolves sometimes eat up to 3 times their body weight. Not helpful.
Say, I feel like we're about to murder like teenagers and then I'm going to feel really bad about it. Like, going to come back and their parents are going to be like, why did you kill them? Oh God, he had a son.
So in the split second, as these giant monsters come out, Cormac's first thought was like, I remember a great story about this.
Oh, yeah.
And in this story, you remember, you don't, it's been a very long time since you heard it when you were a wee lad, but you remember that werewolves can only be hurt by silver.
Okay.
They cannot understand anything.
Okay.
And they are, they can happen at any time. It doesn't matter about the moon.
Okay. Oh yeah, what do we know what the moon is like now?
You can look up at the sky if you want.
We look up at the sky. What's the moon like?
Okay. It is not a full moon.
It is not. Okay.
Well, I guess that one's true.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Cormac thinks they're all true.
Right. So, yeah, I whisper yell this.
I still yell at the werewolves.
Yeah, no, he's fine. But I relay this information. I should write this down in real life.
Do they do anything when I talk to them?
So when you yell at them to intimidate them, they keep advancing.
Is it two truths and a lie you gave us? Or do we not know?
Two lies and a truth. Maybe next time I'll just be like, some amount of this information is correct. All right. They begin to close around the wagon, blocking the way from the horses. Sigrithur, make me a ride check to keep control of the horses.
All right.
We could destroy the wagon.
And out of 15. Everything's a 15 for this scene.
The whole scene?
Yep, that's how mine work.
All right. Is this a brawn or I'm trying to like maintain like...
Keep you tell me. Line.
Yeah, I think it's going to be brawn. I'm trying to like keep a good grip on the reins, make sure I can keep the horses in line.
I want you to do panache where you sing them a show tune.
And this is my first ride.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
Okay. All right. That's two raises.
All right, so you are able to both keep the horses from panicking... And you're able to steer them away enough that the first slash from the werewolf does not cut them from the wagon. So you are still, they are still attached to the wagon.
All right. All right, I think this is, I think it's time, I think it's time to fight. Finally.
Huzzah!
So how does combat work?
Combat. You tell me what you do, I will tell you.
I think this is our first combat, right?
No, you guys fought there's been a few combats. Mostly fighting guards so far.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did fight guards there. I forgot.
Is there like a turn order?
No, you guys just pass it around.
Okay, I'm just doing my spending a hero point and shooting a bunch of fire everywhere, which I believe is not a roll. I think it just happens, if I'm right about that.
How much damage
do people that have magic abilities, are those usually you do a roll or are those just they happen?
I think they just happen... I'm trying to think. Yeah, you do 3 wounds within 12 feet.
Yep, doing that.
All right. Typing out their health, because I forgot I needed to do that.
So Nyostroy's flavor text here is he claps his hand and then basically just makes matching fiery werewolves that dance around the forest, lighting everything afire, including the werewolves.
All right. All of the werewolves take some damage, and they do not look happy about that. All right, who's next? Nostroy doesn't have to do anything.
So Cormac is going to approach one with his sword and attack with finesse and weaponry.
All right, they are going to... There's 3 damages coming at you, and then you can spend each other success. So the way it works is you can mitigate damage, take advantage of opportunities, and... deal damage. Okay. Each success is a damage.
Okay.
To reduce a damage, it costs a success.
Okay.
There aren't really opportunities at this moment.
And it's 15s, you said?
It's 15s. They are beefy boys.
Does that change for me since mine was already at an 11?
You're a 16.
Ooh, that sucks.
Just means we better take care of the Explorers Guild next.
So how does that affect... Like, I don't think any of us have... rank 4 in anything yet, because I don't think we could at character creation. How would that affect those other extra things? Because once you have rank 4, you can make 15s equal 2 raises.
For Mandy, I would say she'd need a 16 to make the 2 raises.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking about the rank 4. If you increase the normal raise to 15, does that also increase the upgraded raise thing?
I think the way it works is you just can't get upgraded raises on that one.
Oh, okay.
In this fight. I would be my guess. I can look it up later.
I have two raises.
All right. Do you want to avoid damage? Do you want to...
Yes, I would like to avoid damage.
Well, it's one damage. Well, what are you doing? How much damage do you want to do and how much damage do you want to avoid?
Okay. I'll just do two damage.
Okay. You take three damage yourself. Okay. Which is nothing. So as you lunge in, you have like a very nice like slash, but you're like, ha, as they like backhand you and you stumble back a little bit as you take the full brunt of this.
Women love scars, right?
Keep telling yourself that, Cormac.
I mean, scars show that you have been, especially if you are still alive at the end of the fight, that shows that you have been in battle, and scars are a good way to show that you have succeeded in battle, right?
Right, yeah, thanks, Sigurdr.
Okay, so you are attractive to Siggy.
Got it.
Do you guys remember, did I establish what weapon I use?
I don't know what type of weapon.
I thought it was a sword, but I also don't know that it... Maybe it was an axe. It was either an axe or a sword.
I think... See, I think she would have a sword for dueling, because dueling is with swords, but I want to say I also had an axe. I was, like, looking through my notes, and I didn't see it.
Well, while he's looking that up, I'll jump in with mine. So if Cormac goes for one of the ones on the side, Lena's going to go for the one on the opposite side. She has her cutlass drawn, and she is going to do some one-handed swipes at them, slashes, which means I get to use my advantage of fencer. I'm also planning on rolling with brawn and weaponry.
Alrighty. So you get an extra one for your first roll with weaponry. What did you roll with Cormac?
I did finesse and weaponry.
Did you add the extra die for weaponry?
I did not.
Well, next time you can do
it. Yeah. Okay. I have two raises.
All right. You got three damage coming at you. Do you want two damage? Do you want...
If I take two damage, what's the downside to that?
You'll be taking three damage, if you get down to... What is the downside to five damage? Vinny, what's the downside to getting your first major wound?
First major wound is...
No. I'm looking at that. I see that. I'm asking, you said I got three damage coming at me. Do I want to take two damage?
Sorry, do you want to deal them two damage and take three yourself? Or do you want to reduce the damage you are taking and reduce the damage you do to them?
Oh, no. I would rather do full for both.
Okay. All right, so you... get into a fencing position and are able to get some quick swipes in, scarring its arm. But it is very ferocious and keeps pressing you back, getting some swipes in at you. Nothing too meaningful yet, all superficial, but you are feeling them pressing close. Sigurdr, what are you up to?
All right, so the pause was so I could open up my Hero Forge to see what weapons I gave my Hero Forge model, because it would have matched whatever it was. And I do have both, an axe and a sword, so... Sigurdr will jump down off of the wagon and pull out an axe.
And a sword.
Well, just the axe for now, because it's like a two-handed axe. Was it three werewolves?
Yes.
And the two on the sides have been attacked.
Yes.
By one each. Yeah, just go for the one in the middle.
Alrighty.
And swinging away. So this will be my first... I guess it'd be weaponry, right?
You can use other things, you know, like if you're saying...
I mean, if I'm punching them, it'd be brawl, right?
I mean, if you're saying that you're... It's however you describe it is the way the game describes it. So if you are trying to just... You're not really aiming, you're just trying to punch up them, you could use that. If you're, you know, the focus is on you using your weapon, you can say like, well, I'm using my sword to lock their sword in place so I can get into a better position and you know, punch them. That would be weaponry, you know.
Okay. I think she's just trying to hit as hard as she can.
All right.
So that'd be brawl then. I mean, it ultimately doesn't matter because brawl and weaponry are the same for me. But it's just...
You get plus one dice?
Yeah.
When you switch it up, you get extra dice.
Yep. Lots of dice. Ah, one short of an additional. That's 15. Oh, actually, that's rank 3. I can reroll a single die. Okay. Okay, that's good enough. Three raises.
How do you want to distribute that?
I'm just doing all the damage.
I presumed as such, but...
So I'm taking how much?
You take three damage. I marked you down.
Three. Okay. I'm also keeping track on my Death Spiral because that tells me the additional things that pop up.
Yeah, no, that's good. So as you, Sigrithr leaps off this cart, she goes into a fury, swinging her axe, just trying to hit as hard as she can, finding some purchase in this thing's hide.
Quick question. What counts as a villain? Is that any enemy, or is it like specific enemies?
Villains are specific enemies.
Okay. I assume these are not them.
No, these are more thugs.
Okay.
That I gave health to. Who would like to go next? You've all gone once. Who wants to go next?
Are all of the werewolves still standing?
All of them are still standing. They are looking decently beat up, but they are not dead.
I don't want to go next.
I can stabby stab again with my cutlass.
All right. Did you add your extra die for weaponry?
I'm adding my extra die. Two raises, plus one die.
Okay. Do you just want to deal two wounds again?
Yeah. So I take three?
Yep, you'll take another three. You now get one extra die on everything you roll.
Woohoo, because I'm wounded enough.
Yep, and that wound does not heal between fights.
Cool. All
right, I'm going to try and maximize the amount of dice I'm rolling. Lena is going to wind up and punch the werewolf in the face.
All right, that sounds like brawl and brawn.
Yep, and I haven't used it before. So extra dice.
I like how she just...
Oh, hell yes.
Just like, enough of this crap. Hauls off.
It's more like it's probably like biting at her sword and she's just like, pop him on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is only one raise, but I have two dice left over.
Okay, one raise. I will buy one of your dice off of you. You will take the three damage. I will also give you an offer. I will let you take an extra two damage to get another hero point because you're relentless hubris.
Yeah, I'll take it.
That's okay. A 7C thing, right? If you play into your hubris.
If you do your hubris. So the way that her hubris is she says you receive a hero point when you refuse to leave well enough alone or quit while you're ahead. Nice. So I think what happens in this is you're like, I'm going to like my, it like uses its claws to deflect your sword. And you're like, you just pull back and try to punch it and it bites you. Not enough to infect you. Like, don't worry about that. But
it's not deep. It's like scratched.
Right. But it starts to hurt and it makes you mad. And you're like, I'm going to try punching it again. So you pull back again and then it bites you in the same place again. And you're like, stop it.
It's like right on the tendons where it's like, ow.
All right.
Like bruises. I'm going to have bruises.
You also now get a plus one on all of your rolls.
Yep.
Sigrithr or Nostray.
I think Sigrithr is going to continue hacking and slashing.
Oh, okay.
I lose the bonus for doing the same thing again, but okay. Not super great. Let's see. I got two raises with two dice left over. Wait, I always forget I can re-roll one of these. It's the same. Two raises with two dice left over.
Cool, I'll buy one of them.
Okay.
All right. I'm assuming you're just doing two damage?
Yep. I take three more.
As you are wounded, so you just keep going in, slashing. You notice that it is a little bit more wary of you this time, dodging a little bit. You're still able to get it pretty good, but not in the same way you were with your first initial attack, which seemed to surprise it a little bit. Nostray.
Okay, so none of them are yet dead, right?
They are all still standing.
I'm going to pick the one that is... Well, we'll just see how this goes. I'm going to pick the one that... I'm going to remember names someday. That Magdalena, not Lena, is fighting. And I'm going to fireball it. We're doing a fireball.
All right. Does your fire... That's all flavor text?
That's just all flavor text. Yeah, it's just a regular ranged attack.
Just wanted to make sure that I'm remembering what we decided correctly, so I'm not just like...
So that is going to be... I would make the argument for wits and... I guess wits? I don't know. Or maybe finesse. Let's say finesse and aim. Because I'm like taking careful aim, hucking a fireball.
Yep, that works. Get a plus. First time you're aiming, so... Get an extra die.
And I'm looking for pools of 15, yeah?
Yep.
Well, that sucks, Zach. I would have so many more things if I didn't have to do that.
I'm sorry. Not really sorry, but... a little bit.
It's okay. I'll live. Yeah. Okay, so that's a success and a raise.
All right, do you want to do just 2 damage? Do you want to...
So I don't actually want to kill this, and we'll see... You know what? Yeah, let's just do 2 damage. Let's just do 2 damage.
All right. So as you zing a firebolt over, you see it angrily just grab, like, a, you know, large tree. Like, not trunk, that'd be way too huge, but, like...
A limb.
A large limb, and just hurl it back at the cart at you, and you're going to take 2 damage.
Okay.
As you, like, leap out of the way, but it clips you. All right. They are all still standing. Who would like to go?
Are we back to the top?
Yes.
Okay.
What you doing, Cormac?
So after the large limb gets hucked towards the caravan, I'll say a piece breaks off, and it's like kind of like a stake, like it's sharp on one end. So he's going to grab that and try to aim for its eye, like stabbing it in the eye. So I'll use brawn and aim. And then get another one for being
yes.
New. That was bad.
You can use a hero point to reroll stuff, maybe? Am I remembering that correctly?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
I think we have done that before, yes.
Okay, I will use a hero point to do that. Let me know what the...
No.
No. You can use one to add 1 die to your own risk, but I don't see anything about rerolling. Is your skill rank 3? The skill you're using, is it rank 3?
No. Oh, I do have a special thing with...
Okay.
I have an advantage with aim. I take actions as if I had an additional raise when I use that skill.
So you get at least 1.
So I get 2.
Something else I wanted to bring up real quick. I was looking at the how to spend hero points, right? Just looking at that as well, because... I was curious on what are things we can spend them on, what can Zach spend them on. And it does indicate that increasing the total we need for a raise is for the round. I don't think it affects the whole scene.
Oh, okay.
But I was trying to understand what does a round mean, because the game is a little esoteric in how it defines things sometimes.
Oh, we can look it up later.
Well, at this point, that's what we've been doing, so we should stick with it at the moment, and then we can figure it out after.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I can look it up this coming week. It's been a while since we've done combat.
Yep.
All right, Cormac, you deal a couple more damage to it. Who's next?
Oh, I can't leave well enough alone, so I am going to slash at it with my cutlass again. So, still brawn, still weaponry.
Have you guys been adding your extra die for being wounded?
No.
Well, this is the first time I'm rolling with that. Bonus die when I do the weaponry risk, and bonus die for being wounded. Okay. Okay, well, that's pretty good. Okay, give me a second to do maths. Okay, that's 2 raises and 2 dice left over.
I could buy another one for me if you want, so you can have more points.
Sure, let's do it.
Points are fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a ludicrous amount of them.
Yep.
All right, so the werewolf gets another good slash in at you as you are trying to slash it, take it down. And it looks very hurt as you like cut into it another time, but it is still standing. Sigurthur.
So, question for you. Does activating one of your like special abilities, is that your action for the turn? Or is that in addition to your action?
I think it's in addition to what you want to do.
Okay. So I wasn't sure, like, if I'm doing a magic thing, does that also take my turn?
What's the magic thing doing?
I'm not sure if I want to yet. I just wanted to clarify how that works. Well, we'll see how this round goes first, then I can look to see if I want to do a magic thing next.
Okay.
So seeing that the werewolf I've been fighting with is getting a little more kind of wary of me and kind of protecting itself a little better... she is going to try to kind of parry its claws away, like not necessarily an attempt to reduce damage, but more to like create an opening for herself. This is all just flair. It's how I'm saying I'm using weaponry, but I am going to use finesse instead because that seems more finesse.
That's fine. Finesse, so you get an extra bonus for weaponry, you get an extra bonus for being injured.
Yep. That is 3 raises. No dice left over.
All right, you are able to parry off, parry and get in under its guard and land a horrible blow across its chest. And as you raise your axe to finish this monster off, you hear from a slight distance an old man yelling, "Stop! Stop! Wait!" as he turns into a werewolf and pushes you away. Not violently, but firmly. And that is where we will end. Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Kestiel. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.